Hey Cards fans, this is the Cardinals Cast podcast. Today I'll be joined once again by my cousin and co-host, Javier Wasilak. If you could just fill out the Google form that's linked in the description, that would help a lot. Thanks. Now on to the episode. Did you get to see Sosa play when he was in
town? I'm so glad he's back. And now that DeJong is also in AAA,
yeah,
now is the time for Sosa to be our shortstop, be the guy, show us what he can do. And honestly, I hope this year he just does really well. And even if Paul DeJong does come back, I hope that Edmundo Sosa becomes like our starting shortstop. Obviously defensively is fantastic, but he's just a much better bat than DeJong, to be like 100% real.
Yeah.
And he's a little more lively too.
Yeah.
I like that. Like he shows a little more, not that Paul DeJong didn't, but like even on like simple plays, he'll be like, let's go.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. So I like that. I mean, the whole thing, what was it? Was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday with when Ollie came out with like three different gloves for the umpires to check to give Hicks a new one. I love that. But here's the thing. I'm loving Ollie because of what he does. Schult would have never done that.
Yeah.
Schult would have never done that. And Ollie comes out with a big smile on his face and he's like, all right, I got three gloves. Pick whichever one you want my guy to use.
Yeah. All right. Also, Sosa today, he caught a pop up. That was in like the third base area, but Donovan was having troubles with the sun. Do you see that?
Oh yeah. What inning was that in?
I forget. But
I think it was in the third. Good
communication,
right?
There. I like the communication on that play.
Yeah, it was in the third, and he was like all the way at like second base pretty much.
Yeah.
But he was tracking it down the entire time. Donovan was having a little bit of problems and he was able to get it because Donovan was like undershooting it by a little bit, but he's fantastic. And that's the other thing, like especially in that situation, Donovan obviously being a, you know, very, very new to the major leagues. Sosa has more of that experience, obviously, compared to him. He's a veteran. I think it was nice seeing him take charge of that, you know, of that side, which was nice. And obviously, when we have Arenado back there, it'll be fantastic. But I am a big fan of Sosa. Like, he's an athlete. And that's the other thing. He's quick. I don't know what exactly I think he's like third or fourth. He's in the top five, I know, of like active guys on our roster in speed. Like, he is a fast guy, and Paul DeJong is not necessarily slow, but not as quick at all.
Yeah, he's not.
Like, it's no competition. And so the fact that he was able to just have the range to do that was fantastic.
Yeah. I think it was Tuesday, maybe. Bader had an inside the park home run.
Oh my God. I was watching it with my friends. And, you know, I mean, we were kind of losing anyway. I think we still lost that game. I thought it was just a home run normally. I thought it was just going to be a normal home run. Because the way he swung, the way it finished, the way it looked. It looked like it was going to be just a regular home run. And then it came up short, but then it bounced so well off the wall. And you had two of the Baltimore guys like huddled right here and it just bounced totally away from them. And you can see him like kick on the burners and he was like digging and he was like, oh yeah, this is my chance to make it.
Yeah.
It was so funny to me because even during like the live play, Yachty like was still on the third base line and Bader was already right behind him on the third base line coming home.
Yeah.
Even though Yachty started on second. If Yachty was not on second, I don't think it would have been an inside the park home run. I think Bader would have had to stop at third, but because Yachty was on second, it was able to be an inside the parker, which was fantastic. First time that has happened in the Cardinals organization since 2001. So before either of us were born. And I think it's the first time that it happened in this Busch Stadium.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is fan-freaking-tastic. I mean, obviously I've never seen a live inside the park home run, whether it was on TV or in person. And the fact, I mean, of course it was Bader though, you know, like who else would it be really?
Yeah. So that was cool, but losing 2 out of 3 to the Orioles is kind of unacceptable. Sucked. It's kind of unacceptable. Yeah. You're just seeing a poor offensive performance right now. I think someone tweeted that we've scored less than 3 runs in like 15 out of the 30 some games we've played, which is just it's bad.
Yeah, it's not the great. I mean, the one time, what did we lose? Like 2-8 yesterday against the Giants. Which is weird because, like, we, you know, have obviously we've shown in past games where we have scored 7, 8, 10 runs that we can do it. But for some reason, we own, like, we have those like burst out games, and then every other game we score maybe 3.
Yeah. And
it's usually like we're trying to protect usually a 1-run or a 2-run lead throughout the entire game. And I don't know. I'm hoping that Sosa being back will obviously put an impact on it, since Paul DeJong was not performing well. Tyler O'Neill right now is not really hitting the ball and getting on base all that much.
Some people are actually calling for Tyler O'Neill to get sent down.
And I can see it. And I can see it, especially if we have like Donovan who's performing and all that stuff. I can see it. I do like Tyler O'Neill, and obviously he's a Gold Glover. Gold Glove last year and left. If he does get sent down, I wouldn't necessarily be too surprised because he's not performing well. But that's the thing. Like we had a few guys that haven't been performing really well at the plate, so we haven't really gotten a lot of people in scoring positions. So that when we do get base hits or extra base hits, we can't really score anybody because nobody's there. But the other thing is that I don't know. I have not seen a lot of Cardinals players taking a lot of walks.
Yeah.
I feel like our walks this year are a lot less than previous. It could just be just perception. Maybe like according to actual stats, we're not doing too bad in that spectrum. But to me, it feels like a lot of the time we're grounding out to the infielders a lot more when we should be taking, I feel like, walks to get guys on base. You know, Tommy Edman's doing fantastic. He's doing exactly what he needs to. Both defensively, he's always a stud, and offensively, he's working out great. But I think we need to start, you know, obviously hits are fun, but I think we need to start being a little more patient at the plate. Especially for Tyler O'Neill, in my opinion, I think that would really benefit him if he just started taking more walks or just started being a little more patient at the plate.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't know.
So the Cardinals are in the middle of the pack. They're tied with 2 other teams for 14th in the league with 104. Walks, so it's not horrible, but it obviously can be improved upon.
Right, and I think it's just a little bit more of a problem because we have a few guys that are not hitting. So, like, you know, we're getting a lot more outs, and so that when we do get a guy who can hit, there's nobody he can drive in. He's always setting people up. So I think that's just why it's hurting a little more, because we just have a few guys that are batting below 200 right now. I'm Sosa's batting average I'm taking for a grain of salt at the moment, because he has not had enough at bats to really say anything this year. But even he's batting right now, I think, better than O'Neill, at least average wise.
Yeah.
But that's the other thing about O'Neal. It's kind of hypocritical due to the fact that he had a really bad base running mistake in that one. I think it was yesterday's game where he got doubled up. Or was it yesterday or against the Orioles?
I think it was against the Orioles.
Yeah, the Orioles, I think the last game when he had that base running mistake at first and he got doubled up. Yeah. Usually, I mean, he's a fast guy, so he's usually good on the base paths if we can get him on. So we'll just have to see how that goes. But I think that's why the walks are just hurting a little more, that we're not doing as much, just because we're not able to hit people in as much as we would like.
Yeah. The pitching staff, though, has looked good. Michaelis had a good start.
Michaelis is a beast. A lot of people are kind of joking around saying he's kind of like the budget Greg Maddux kind of a thing. Because he doesn't he's not throwing like super, super hard, but he's able to control the ball well and put it where he wants it to. So,
yeah, so he had a good start. Mats has kind of been so-so. He's kind of been inconsistent. Hicks he's been okay. His starts are getting longer, though, which is a good sign.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we want him to do, is go deeper.
Yeah.
Because our bullpen is fantastic, but we can't solely rely on the bullpen all the time, obviously, because you got to give people rest days.
Yeah, the bullpen's been pretty good, but I think TJ McFarland didn't have that great of a game.
No.
But yeah, the relievers are kind of inconsistent from year to year, you know. Some years they're really good, some years they're
How long is Jack Flaherty still gone?
I don't know.
Do you know if he's coming back anytime soon?
Back soon. I'm sure they don't want to rush it.
Yeah. I mean, he's been in the dugout.
Yeah.
But I don't know when they're planning on having him come back.
Look, he's still doing bullpen sessions. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe, honestly, if he doesn't come back until, like, the last few weeks of June, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
But, like, that's the other thing about pitching, is that, like, obviously Steven Matz has been giving up a lot of runs lately. But that also goes with the not scoring a lot of runs ourselves, is because even when we give up two or three runs, because we're not hitting people in a lot of the time, that becomes a hassle to get back. So when we go down 8-1 against the Giants, it's almost an impossibility at that point with the way we've been able to hit.
Yeah.
So, that's the other thing. Like, we're like 18-15, right?
Yes.
Like a few games above 500. I obviously still early in the year, but I feel like that's a very misleading number. I feel like we're a way better team than like just above 500. I feel like we can get to like a 600, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think they've been playing well enough lately to consider them a better team than just above 500. I mean, losing two out of the three to the Orioles is just,
It's not good by any means. But that's such a weird thing too. Like, in the beginning of this year, I was getting really excited because in the beginning of the year we were cooking. We were like, what, 9-3 or something like that?
Yeah.
And so I was like, this is gonna look good. And it was kind of the exact opposite reaction I had to last year. Last season, in the beginning of the season, when we were walking and hitting everybody all over the place, I was like, oh my God, this is gonna be the worst season I'm ever gonna watch in Major League Baseball. But then we kind of turned it around. So I don't know if this year is going to be similar to that. We're in the beginning, 3 months, we're kind of like 500 or a little bit, and then we just kind of come back. We've pretty consistently in the 2000s have kind of been a sneaky team every single time in the playoffs. you hear consistently a lot of time people are talking about the Cardinals being a sneaky contender in the postseason and all that stuff. Just because we don't have like super like breakout years or whatever. You know, and winning our division. I don't when was the last time we won the division? I don't even know.
The division?
Yeah, I don't even know when that was.
Yeah.
Like, I think we've been consistently runners up.
Here, I'll look it up real quick. Think Wainwright gets a start tomorrow.
Okay, I think we won the division in 2019, I think was our last one. But, yep. I mean, even then, 2019, that's already – we're already in 2022. You know, 2019 was already, you know, 3 years ago.
2019 was the last time. So that's already 3 years ago. I'm guessing – is that with Schilt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we only missed the postseason one time with Schilt.
Yeah. That was his first year, I think.
Mm-hmm. It was like when he took over from Matheny, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In like the middle of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Yepez and the other rookies Donovan. Have looked. Yeah, Donovan. Have looked pretty good. They've been hitting fairly well, actually.
And yeah, Yepez. it's been I love seeing it, especially Yepez. Yepez has been really fun to watch lately, which has been fantastic.
I've noticed that Yepez has been pretty good, especially for a rookie, with pitch recognition, especially on breaking stuff. And he's been like he'll take that breaking stuff, and his home run the other day against the Orioles. That he smashed.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That was a breaking ball. So he can hit the breaking stuff because most rookies can just hit fastballs, you know? But he's shown he can hit breaking stuff and he can see it. So that's
and he can lay off the stuff that hits the dirt too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a good sign. Still no Gorman.
I know. It's kind of.
I think Mo and the team, like, don't want to move. Edmund, like, they like his second base defense so much they won't move him at all, like,
and that's the thing, like, I really like it too, but like we that's like I love him being at second. Obviously he could play short, and I don't know necessarily how well Gorman would do it short, but Gorman is kind of getting the rough, you know, excuse me, he's getting like the short end of the stick. Because we have, you know, he was originally going to be our third baseman when he gets called up, but then we got Arenado, you know? Now we don't need a third baseman, pretty much. And then we shifted to second. But we have now Tommy Edman doing fantastic things at second base. And if Edmundo Sosa does what he needs to do at short, it's going to be really hard for Gorman to come up in any capacity other than maybe a DH soon here. And I think that's one of the big things. I think he is, you know, hitting power, which is, you know, good sign if he wanted to be a DH. But I think one of the other big things of why he is a good prospect is because of his defense.
Yeah.
So I don't know, honestly, if he doesn't get called up until even after the All-Star break, I'm not going to be surprised anymore. I mean, it's kind of weird for me right now saying this. But he might not get called up at all, depending on how the season goes.
I'm just concerned that we trade him or something, and then
that's the thing. I don't want to lose him, you know?
Yeah.
Even though we're not using him, it's not something that you want to just give up.
Yeah. I would honestly like them to see to maybe get rid of Dickerson or
DeJong. Yeah, that was a bad signing.
Yeah.
Dickerson. But yeah, no, even DeJong would be not a necessarily a bad trade piece to have.
Yeah. Molina got his 1,000th RBI. Naughton got a start that was supposed to be Wainwright's start. This Robertson guy got called up, but then he got sent right back down.
Yeah, lately we've been calling up a lot of people for like one or 2 days, and then we just send them right back.
Yeah. Kramer, second base, Kramer Robertson got sent back down on Thursday. Today we activated Drew Verhagen, the bullpen pitcher. We also we optioned Cody Whitley to the Redbirds on Wednesday, and we recalled Jake Walsh. So how much have
Cody
you heard
do well though? I remember Cody doing pretty well in his when he was pitching the other day.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard much about this Jake Walsh guy, but he seemed to pitch okay.
I was hearing, I think it sounds familiar to me because I think we were talking about him in spring training a little bit. I don't know if he actually like was pitching in spring training. But for some reason, even though I don't really know who he is, his name sounds very vaguely familiar. Like I've heard him being talked about before on broadcasts or something. So, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just kind of strange that we're calling up all these other guys, but we're not calling up Gorman.
Gorman, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a problem. It goes, you know, it does stem, I think, very big on that problem where he wouldn't be able to really play any position per se. He would only be a DH, and with, you know, he's a lefty DH, which would be good. But for some reason right now, we're kind of relying on Dickerson. And the other weird thing about Dickerson is that I think he's like third or fourth in RBIs for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Like in RBI leaders, which is weird.
He's
barely on base.
Yeah.
He's like always just doing productive outs to get guys in.
Yeah, so Arenado leads, then O'Neill, Edmund, Goldie. He's tied for seventh with DeJong, with seven.
Never mind then. That was interesting to hear Tyler O'Neill near the top, though.
Yeah.
I guess, and that's, you know, that kind of stems from more of what I was talking about. Like, we're not seeing him on the base paths a lot, but he seems to be getting RBIs in.
Yeah. I think Goldschmidt has an on base streak of like 20 some games.
He's been fantastic. Yeah.
He's been hitting well. He's one of the only people who's been consistently hitting.
It's weird. It's like Tommy Edman and Goldschmidt.
Yeah.
And Arenado obviously has been doing stud stuff too.
Yeah.
But it is kind of weird.
I don't know where Carlson's at right now. I thought he was doing a little bit better, getting his average up. Today, Carlson.
He was playing center field today, I think, because Bader had some like soreness in his heel or something like that.
Today he was 0-for-4.
Yeah.
His average though is 212.
Dylan Carlson does see the ball well. I was like going back to one of the things I said earlier in a previous episode about him and Tyler O'Neill kind of going back and forth between who kind of does well and who kind of doesn't. Right now, he's not doing super well, and Tommy Edman's doing fantastic. So if for some reason Carlson starts doing well and they're both doing well for a little bit, and then Tommy Edmonds starts to drop off a little bit, I'm not going to be surprised. I don't know if there's some weird connection there where like, you can't both be good at the same time, which would obviously, if they're both at the good at the same time, that's fantastic. But I'm just saying it right now on, you know, on recording, on document, if Tommy Edmonds starts to not do so well, I fully expect Dylan Carlson to pick up his slack.
Yeah. Dylan Carlson has been pretty good defensively.
Oh yeah.
But
do you feel that we're not using and we're not having Lars Nootbaar at all?
I don't know. I think he wasn't hitting amazingly, and his defense is pretty good, but we need hitters on this team. We don't really need that much defense.
Right.
So, yeah, I like him, and I wanted him to be the fourth outfielder, but we just need all the power hitters we can get, honestly, at this point, which is why they called up Yepes.
Which has obviously been working out fantastic.
Yeah. So, hopefully, Newt gets another chance, but
we'll have to see.
Yeah. Yeah, game tomorrow. About 6
o'clock. Rubber match, is it not, since we won today?
Yeah, it's a rubber match. We got Rodon, the former Sox pitcher for the Giants.
Yeah.
And they got Wainwright. Rodon has a 1.8 ERA. He's been pretty good.
He's been pretty consistent these past three seasons, I think.
Yeah.
It's Carlos Rondon, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
He's a lefty.
And then after tomorrow's game, the River game, we have a 4-game series against the Mets. And the Mets, I think, were the first NL team to 20 wins. Or were they the first team to
20 I think wins they're the ever? First team in all of baseball to 20 wins.
I think they were the first team as well. I think the Yankees were the first AL team or something like that.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. I mean,
the Mets have been good this year.
I kind of saw it coming with all the moves that they made with Scherzer and Mark Canna. Mark Canna, that's crazy. I liked Oakland, and you know, so I was kind of following some of their stuff, and I knew that they were going. But not only did they get, also the Mets get Chris Bassett, who was like the guy for pitching for Oakland. They also like got Mark Canna too, and that was those two signings. Like Max Scherzer, obviously big name, whatever. Getting Mark Canna and Chris Bassett for the Mets, I think, was, in my opinion, even bigger.
Yeah.
I think they – because you're not paying them as much as you are paying Scherzer, but you're still getting two very, very, very solid players.
Yeah.
And I would have 100% loved it if the Cardinals got Chris Bassett from the Athletics.
Yeah.
I think that would have been fantastic, but, you know.
I mean, their rotation has been – amazing. Probably the best rotation in baseball.
It's going to be a tough series, that 4-game series.
And that's without DeGrom. So,
yeah, he's still gone again. Oh, man. The Mets are going to be hard.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah, so hopefully we can at least split that series.
I'm gonna be honest. If we win that series, I'm gonna be kind of like, oof. I mean, I'm gonna be happy, obviously. Like, let's go. But I'm gonna be like, wow.
Yeah. So hopefully, we can do well in that series, and hopefully we can win the game tomorrow behind Wainwright.
We better give Wainwright some run support, dadgummit. I am sick and tired of seeing Wainwright pitch so well, and not have enough run support.
Yeah, it's frustrating. It's honestly any pitcher right now.
Yeah,
we're not giving them any run support.
We're giving them two, and two is not enough in today's baseball at all.
No, I don't know. It's just nobody's getting on base. Nobody's
other than like Tommy Edmund.
Yeah, it's just.
But if Tommy Edmund's getting in scoring position in the beginning, and then we strike out three times, means nothing.
Yeah.
You know, it only helps his average.
Yeah, I honestly think we need Gorman. I mean,
I would 100% right now, if I were the guy, I'd switch Dickerson out with Gorman.
Yeah.
I mean, in the beginning of the season, I wouldn't have even signed Dickerson for the sake that we had Gorman.
Yeah. Could you see him being traded or
Gorman?
No, not Gorman.
Dickerson, 100%.
Yeah, but I don't know if anybody would want him.
That's the problem.
They might have to cut him, honestly.
So.
Or put him, or DFA him.
Yeah, I would not be surprised if Dickerson, maybe he might go as like a package deal with DeJong if we do trade DeJong as well.
Yeah, but I don't even know if anybody wants DeJong anymore. I don't know.
Unless we'll really need like a defensive shortstop, you know.
Did you see?
I'm just going off the shortstops that I know off the brain. White Sox don't need it because they got Tim Anderson, Bo Bichette for Toronto. Tony Kemp is like the second short guy for. Tony Kemp's actually more of a second base, I think, for the Athletics. So I don't know. I don't know who the Athletics got. Maybe the Athletics want Paul DeJong. I don't know. I could see him wearing green and gold.
I think some there'll be some market for DeJong. It won't be a big market, but if he can start hitting again, there'll be some market.
Yeah.
Did you see? There's some rumors that we're gonna trade for Xander Bogaerts for shortstop.
Xander Bogaerts. He's the Red Sox guy, right?
Red Sox guy. Yeah. So he's really good. He's a probably 5 or 6 WAR player.
Oh yeah, no, he's fantastic.
So
he is a shortstop though.
Yeah, so I think that'd be good. You know, you can have Sosa be your backup, and that'd be honestly a really good infield.
That would be fantastic. What do you think? Are the Boston Red Sox looking to trade Bogaerts though?
I don't know. That's what the rumors are. I don't know if they're actually gonna.
I don't like. Who would they put for Bogaerts if they got rid of him?
Who would they get, or
who would they like replace him with who they got right now? That's what I'm saying. That's kind of weird.
Well, they could take DeJong if we could trade DeJong for him. I don't know. I don't know who their backup is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the other thing with the Boston Red Sox is that everybody was kind of like the Cardinals were going to sign Trevor Story. Look how, you know, Boston ended up signing him, and look how well he's doing. I mean, he's not doing almost anything right now.
Yeah, he's batting.
He's doing very similarly to what, honestly, DeJong was doing.
Yeah, he's batting 206, and Bogaerts is batting 347.
Yeah. Whoa. Jeez Louise. And that's the thing. I mean, everybody was making the argument about Arenado, about the Coors effect, playing in Coors Field, saying like, oh, he's not going to be good outside of it. Well, Arenado's shown that he can. Trevor Story might be falling, at least as of right now, he's falling effect under the Coors effect, not being able to hit well outside of Colorado.
Well, Trevor Story's a shortstop, right?
Yeah. That's so why everybody was talking about the Cardinals trying to sign him, because we needed the short.
Well, he's also on the Red Sox. So if they got rid of Bogaerts, they could put Trevor Story at shortstop.
They could, but why would they get rid of a guy who's batting? Well, I mean, I guess because they had signed a big contract for Story, they would want to keep him and not really get rid of that, because that'd be weird to just pay a bunch of money and then just dump it.
Yeah.
But
so I think if we got Bogaerts, that would be huge. I think that
would be really also – he's a fun player, though.
Yeah.
He's kind of flashy, and I kind of like it.
Yeah. Something I also noticed that they're talking on the broadcast tonight was that the Giants do a lot of experimenting with their 40-man. You know, they bring a guy up for a week and they send him back down. You know, they do some maneuvering when guys are hot and when they're not. You know, they're not like other teams, like maybe the Cardinals, who just slot everybody in, stay stagnant, even if things aren't working, you know. Like,
which I think we've recently been doing that with a lot of people. We're moving up and pulling down and moving up. But a lot of those times, those are pitchers, which isn't what we need really right now. It's the hitting that we need to do better on.
Yeah. I'm glad that they called up Yepes and Donovan, but.
Oh, yeah.
They just need to get somebody who can really help the team, like a Gorman or a
Bogaerts. Think Gorman is the guy. I really do. I really don't think Dickerson is, because that's the other thing. Even though like Dickerson might be getting RBIs, we need guys on base to get more RBIs. And I think Gorman would produce that. I think he would get on base way more than Dickerson does. I would 100% right now switch out Dickerson with Gorman. So,
yeah. Well, I think you could bring up Gorman and maybe put him at DH, put Dickerson maybe in left, and send Tyler O'Neill down, or send Dickerson down and keep it, you know, put Gorman second and Edmund at short. I think there's got to be a way you can get this guy in the majors, and I think the sooner you do it,
I think the better chance it would be.
The better chance that he stays with the Cardinals and we don't lose him like we did with Randy
or
anybody else.
I do think, though, as soon as Tyler O'Neill gets hot, though, we're going to do well. I think, and it's kind of weird saying that, but I think he's like the one missing piece, which is weird, obviously, because in baseball, it's not really like that. In basketball, you can have like one guy dominate.
Yeah.
But I really do feel like as soon as Tyler O'Neill kind of starts doing well, I think everybody else is just going to kind of keep feeding off of that, and Tommy Edman and all that stuff. So,
yeah, I mean, because he was supposed to be a legit MVP contender.
Yep.
And now
I think as soon as he kind of starts doing well, I think he's kind of like legit the one missing piece that we have. I think we got all the pieces. I think we just literally just got to make him fit together. And I think he's the one guy. I think he's the glue, in my opinion.
Yeah. So. Well, I kind of disagree with you. I'm not sure we have all the pieces. I think we need to add at the trade deadline, because what we have right now, it's not really working on offense. And I think a Bogarts would really, really help.
I do like that plan. I mean, like, you sold me on it.
That's what the Braves did last year, and they were able to win the
World Series. Yeah.
Yeah. They added Jock and Soler, and that got them all the way there. And if we really want hashtag 12-22, mm-hmm. then we need to work at it. We can't just say, oh, we're just going to put all these guys out here and yeah, they'll win. You know, we need to, let's go get this.
We want a championship competing team, not just a competitive team.
Yeah. We don't want just, oh, we'll go to the wild card game and first round exit.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to join in next week for another episode of the Cardinals Cast Podcast.